If you've been watching the stock market over the last week, there have been a lot of ups and downs, and it stems, at least in part, from a big Federal Reserve announcement last week. The Fed laid out more details about how it would start to wind down its monetary stimulus program. And yesterday, after the market reaction, a number of Fed officials came out to offer a little clarification. To help sort it all out, we're joined from Los Angeles now by Marilyn Cohen. She's a money manager with Envision Capital Management. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. Let's see if we can clear this up a little.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's first of all go back to last week, Ben Bernanke's press conference, and let's listen to what he said.
The committee currently anticipates that it would be appropriate to moderate the monthly pace of purchases later this year. We would continue to reduce the pace of purchases in measured steps through the first half of next year, ending purchases around mid-year.
So, Marilyn Cohen, what is the Fed chairman saying there in plain English?
In plain English, Mr. Bernanke is basically saying that they are going to slow down the pace of their monthly purchases of treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities. That's it. That's his English sentence.
This is the major stimulus program that the Fed has been doing since the financial crisis. They are buying a lot of bonds to try to make it easier for people to lend and spend money in this economy. And he's saying we're going to start to slow that down.
Yes, because the formula worked. It worked in the sense that mortgage rates went down to generational lows. It probably helped corporate America to add on employees to their payrolls, and it certainly helped corporate America reduce their interest rate that they have to pay on the bonds that they issue. So it was basically a win-win situation. It may not have been a grand slam like some economists were looking for, but it did its job.
Okay, and then the markets did not love what the Fed chairman said, maybe understandably, because if money is going to get a little harder to come by for big banks, it might be harder for them to lend and spend. So then yesterday, Federal Reserve Governor Jerome Powell, among others, came out and tried to clear up some of the misunderstanding.
Market adjustments since May have been larger than would be justified by any reasonable reassessment of the path of policy. And in particular, the reaction of the forward and futures markets for short-term rates appears out of keeping with my assessment of the committee's intentions, given its forecasts.
Which is to say what exactly, Marilyn Cohen?
They didn't like the market's reaction.
All right. So what are they trying to say that they said?
I don't know the answer to that, but I think that what investors have to zero in on is the fact that in the bond market, market sentiment has changed. Whether the liquidity is pulled away slowly but surely or it's more herky-jerky, the mindset has changed. Everybody you talk to, whether it's a man on the street or whether it's the man managing $15 billion in corporate bonds, we all said the same thing. Rates have no place to go but up. For the last 2 years, we've been saying that, and they've been pretty sanguine. Well, now that mantra has changed in the fact that rates are going up. Not like 1994, but they have more than drifted up. So bond investors have spoken with their wallets, and they've stampeded out of all kinds of bond funds. And that sentiment has begat more selling, and large institutions have been selling. So don't just focus in on what the Fed is saying and how the cleanup team is trying to clean up what Bernanke said. Focus in on what the bond market is doing.
Okay, and that is where I want to go next, because that is the part of this that is actually going to affect people who are not on Wall Street, who are not making big investments. That affects everybody's mortgage or their car payment or their bank loans.
Exactly. And since May, 30-year mortgages have gone up more than 1%. So that has eliminated some people out of the market. Those people that were on the fence, should we buy, shouldn't we? Well, it doesn't have a good backyard. And now they're like, oh, I can't even afford it. Or it's become too onerous for us to take that leap.
Okay, so I guess the big question here is, because this program is going to come to an end eventually, how important at this point in our recovery is the Fed's stimulus?
Well, I would say it's still pretty darn important, because even the most adamant people that have not liked the quantitative easing, as the Fed has called it, they have to give Bernanke a lot of credit, because the economy is significantly better than it was a year ago or 2 years ago. So I think that it is important, but we need to get rid of this artificiality that the Fed has created, because bond prices were artificially high, equity prices were artificially high, and I think that coming back to a real free and open market is the path they want to get on, and I want to be right on that path too.
Marilyn Cohen, money manager with Envision Capital Management, thanks so much for clearing that up.
My pleasure.